insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 45th verse of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله خلق كل دابة من ماء فمنهم من يمشي على بطنه ومنهم يمشي على رجلين ومنهم من يمشي على أربع يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Allah has created every living creature from water, and of them are those that move on their bellies, and of them are those that walk on two legs, and of them are those that walk on four. Allah creates what He wills. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent.
We said in the previous episode, if you were with us, that there are different possible explanations about the meaning of water that Allah says, اللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِنْ مَا. One possible meaning was the drop of seed. We said what was wrong with this. And another purpose was that the first creature is water and men were created after water. Moreover, according to the new scientific theories, the first sign of life, it seems that it appeared in the seas. And this phenomenon ruled in the depth of seas or in the shallows of seas before it appeared anywhere else. Of course, the power that created the living creature with all its complexity in the very first phase and then guided it into other phases was Allah's will. This is a supernatural force. And the third commentary that we discussed is that most of the bodies of the creatures, I mean the main part of the body of the creatures is of water, and without water, no living creature can survive. Of course, these commentaries are totally in line with each other, but the first and second ones seem more correct to mean that Allah created every creature, and of course all the creatures of the universe from the drop of seed, or the fact that the very first creation was from water. Now, the question that raises here is that animals are not limited to these three groups. I mean, reptiles and quadrupeds. But there are many other creatures that have more than four legs. Why is it that they are not referred to? We'll be back with the answer after a short break.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, to answer our proposed question, we need to have a look at this sentence. Allah creates what He pleases. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاء. The most important animals that man is to deal with are these three groups. Besides, some believe that even some animals that have more than 4 feet rely mainly on 4 feet, and the rest of feet functions as helping means. Another strange phenomenon of the world is life. This verse discusses the issue and concept of life and its various forms. And this is still an unsolved riddle for scientists. All of them say that living creatures are created from lifeless materials of this world. But no one knows how and under what circumstances this mutation has happened. What is certain is that the secrets of life are so complex that the entire manly knowledge and sciences with their whole development are not able to discover and understand them yet. In current condition of the world, living creatures are created from only living creatures, and no living creature is created from a lifeless one. Certainly, it was not so in a long time ago. And in other words, life in the earth has got a history of creation that no one knows how its condition was, and it is still a riddle to man. And verily, how magnificent is Allah, who has created these various animals and has bestowed them what they needed. How great is His power and knowledge that He has bestowed them what is needed, proportionate to their conditions and potentialities. And it is strange that all of them at first were created from water, one simple drop of seed, and some little of the simple materials of the earth is where they originated their life from. It is whatever it is, as the verse says, يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is verily all-powerful over everything. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith.